USA Radio News.
The family of a 7-year-old Guatemalan girl who was killed in Border Patrol custody is seeking answers and a transparent investigation into the girl's death. The family was trying to sneak into the country illegally when they were detained by Border Patrol agents. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen tells Fox News what she knows about this case.
What happened here was they were about 90 miles away from where we could process them. They came in such a large crowd that it took our Border Patrol folks a couple times to get them all. We gave immediate care. We'll continue to look into the situation.
On Saturday, President Trump took part in a wreath-laying ceremony at Arlington National Cemetery. The president made an unscheduled stop as volunteers placed wreaths at the graves of America's fallen heroes. This was the 27th annual Wreaths Across America event, which honors veterans during the holidays. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
A new study finds that Christmas time is the most likely time of the year for a heart attack. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
The study published this week in the British Medical Journal says a person's risk for a heart attack spikes during the holidays and peaks at about 10 p.m. on Christmas Eve. The researchers at Lund University in Sweden studied over 280,000 heart attacks over 6 years around the world and found that the risk of one did shoot up by 37% on Christmas Eve. Scientists are not sure exactly what causes that increase, but other high-risk periods for heart attacks include New Year's Eve, midsummer holidays, and Mondays.
President Trump on Saturday praised the shutting down of the Weekly Standard, a conservative magazine that was critical of him one day after the publication announced it would close and lay off staff. The president tweeted, "The pathetic and dishonest Weekly Standard, run by failed prognosticator Bill Kristol, is flat broken out of business. Too bad." You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard, and if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA.
Republican Senator Orrin Hatch in his farewell address warned colleagues that the upper chamber of Congress, where he served for 4 decades, is in crisis. Warren also believes
things weren't always as they are now. I was here when this body was at its best. I was here when the regular order was the norm, when legislation was debated in committee, and when members worked constructively with one another for the good of the country. I was here when we could say without any hint of irony that we were members of the world's greatest deliberative body. The bar of decency has been set so low that jumping over it is no longer the objective. Limbo is the new name of the game. How low can you go? The answer, it seems, is always lower. All the evidence points to an unsettling truth. The Senate, as an institution, is in crisis, or at least may be in crisis. Mr. President, this is the last request I will ever make from this lectern, that as a Senate and as a nation, we listen to our better angels, that we recommit ourselves to comedy, that we restore civility to the public discourse.
Hatch, who's 84, is retiring this month after serving in the Senate since 1977. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.